All right, if you've got your Bibles with you this morning, would you turn with me into St. John's Gospel, chapter 13? John, chapter 13. Turn the sword of the Spirit to St. John's Gospel. And the bright, sharp edge to chapter 13. We'll look at verse 1. Now the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end, to the very last.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. And supper being ended, now notice, Jesus is just hours away from the cross. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and he went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself.
Yeah.
After that, he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet?
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do now thou knowest not. You ain't comprehending it, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
No part.
Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Now, there's a lot here this morning I want to deal with. Jesus told Peter, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
Yes.
How many can say this morning, Jesus, I want to be a part of you? Take this vessel and let me be your hands and your feet and your voice, Lord, to others. Jesus was telling Peter, you don't understand this symbolic act that I'm doing, but you will later. Listen, your feet, Simon, is going to carry you to many places. You're going to take my gospel to many souls. I will use your hands. Your hands will minister to the sick and the hurting. Your mouth will proclaim my love to people. But before you go anywhere or do anything, you're going to have to wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, make up your mind to serve me. Give me your all, Peter. I want your feet to walk in my ways. Follow me, Peter. And do my will. I want to use your hands, Simon, to work through and to touch others. I want you to give, Simon, as I give unto you. Oh, God. Peter answered Jesus back, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus, I give you my mind. I give you my hands and I give you my feet. This is what I want to deal with this morning with the Lord's help. My head, my hands, and my feet, that's my title. Your head is the seat of authority.
Yeah.
It's where your mind is.
Yeah.
It's where your willpower lies. It is where choices are made and decisions are made. You've heard the old saying, I've got a made up mind to serve the Lord. When you're strong in your mind, it'll reflect in your hands and it'll show in your feet. Oh, you'll press on and you'll have the fight. You'll have the go ye to serve God. Can you raise your head and say, Lord, not my feet only, but my head and my hands. Take this vessel, Lord, I pray, and use it. Lord, give me the mind of Christ, God, I pray.
Amen.
My head, my hands, and my feet. Come on, Simon, I want to use you. I want to bless you. I want to touch you. I want to move for you. I want to work through you.
Yeah.
But I need your hands. I need your feet. I need that head. I need a made up mind.
Made up mind.
Can you say, I got a made up mind, Brother Tommy? I started out a long time ago to make heaven my home. I've had a lot of ups and downs, sorrows and frowns. Listen, I've had afflictions. I've been tried. But I got a made up mind this morning. I decided to follow Jesus and walk in his way. Come on, let us walk in that narrow way. Raise your little hand. Jesus, I thank you for the path of life, Lord. I thank you for this good holiness way. Hallelujah. Stay with me a little while. We're going to go somewhere. This tore me up yesterday. I wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I read and I prayed. I cried over it. In the natural, your hands, in the natural now, your hands and your feet are very important to you.
Very important.
Without them, you are an invalid. You're crippled and you're totally helpless. You're incapacitated and you are defenseless without your hands and your feet. Without your hands and feet, you can't get around. You can't go anywhere. You can't go forward. You can't stand. You can't run. You can't even walk or climb. No feet to stand and no hands. You can't stand your ground and you can't fight. The thought that you could not grasp or to take a hold of could not in no ways lift up anything or lift yourself up. You can't work. You can't carry on. I'm dealing with the natural, but oh, how much more the spiritual. Oh, God, I pray you are as strong as you are inwardly. The spirit of man sustaineth his infirmity. What did Solomon mean when he said the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity? When you're strong in here, it'll show in the outward. Hallelujah. It'll show in the physical. It'll show in the mind. When you got a made up mind, there's a go ye that's in your feet. Hallelujah. You can raise your hand and say, I'm one of his. I belong unto the Lord. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been called out. My name is written over there. God put something in me, Brother Charlie, a long time ago, to fight, hallelujah, and to strive and to press my way, hallelujah. Jesus said, with much tribulation shall ye enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's not an easy way, like you said, but you gotta press. Oh, God, give us a spiritual hands and feet, and give us a strong willpower. Raise your hand and praise him. I need a made up mind. I need a strong willpower.
Amen. Glory to God. Holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God, holy God.
I'll tell you, the devil fought me over this.
Yeah.
Had some rough days this week.
Yeah.
Mind battles. I told Brother Tom one time, he was really, really going through it. And I said, you know why you're going through it? I said, because when you press and come through that, God will use you to help others. That's exactly why that we go through things. We learn by experience. And God builds our faith on the inside. And when we come out of that valley and we come out of that trial, the devil says you can't make it. You're going down. This ain't going right. And that's bad. And everything looks gloomy. But you're hit with afflictions and trials. You've got mind battles. But when you come through and you you come out of it. That's the reason the devil fights. You are a chosen vessel. You are God's instrument. You are God's vessel. And he wants to bless others through you. And Peter had to learn by experience. He had his ups and downs. He sunk. He went down. He had to cry out, "Jesus, save me." He pulled out his sword. He cut people's ears off. Listen, but Jesus all the time said, "I got some points in your life that I got to show you how to trust me." Raise your hand and praise him. Two different storms, major storms upon the Sea of Galilee. And the first storm they come into, Jesus said, "Let us pass over, Brother Chuck, to the other side." I'm telling you, if you launch out on his word, you cannot sink, and you cannot drown, and you cannot go down. How many of us saying this morning, "I'm glad I launched out on his word a long time ago, and when he said, 'Come and follow me,'" raise your hand and praise him. You cannot go down, and you ain't gonna drown if you believe in his only word.
Amen.
Hey, Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Out of them all. I tell you what, we're more than a conqueror through him that loved us and gave himself for us.
Yes.
The Bible said that storm was so bad. Jesus was in the bow of the boat, asleep on a pillow. There'll be times in our lives it seems like we're battling by ourselves. Lord, you know what makes a battle is because when your faith is tried, what the Lord does, He don't let you feel that glory, and He don't let you feel that anointing and presence. So what God, he it's not because He wants to forsake you, but God draws back from you just a little bit. And by doing that, he's a trying our faith. When I cannot perceive him around me, when I can't feel his blessing and his presence, a trial wouldn't be a trial if you could feel the Lord all the time and be elevated in the spirit. What's a trial? What do you mean a trial?
Yes.
But Jesus, there'll be times in our life, listen, that he can't be seen, he can't be felt, we can't perceive him around, he's gone from our sight.
Come on, brother.
The Bible said the waters, a major storm, was filling the vessel.
Filling the vessel.
Filling the vessel. They were laboring and toiling with everything they had to bring it under control.
Yeah.
Where is Jesus? Where's he at? They went running down and shook him. Master, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Don't you care? Don't you know what we're going through up here? The blood is almost running out of our hands. We've had a hold of those ropes and the sails are ripped. You told us we's going to the other side. Jesus arose and said, "Oh, ye have little faith. Oh, you have a little faith. Did not I tell you I would go with you even to the end of the world?" Jesus come up on the bow of that boat and he said, "Peace be still." And the great storm came into a great calm. Raise your little hand. When Jesus speaks, that's all that matters.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, speak to us this morning. We are full of questions, and we have our doubts, and we worry about tomorrow. Brother Scotty, he's kept me to this point. He's kept me to this present time in 2020 on a July. Hallelujah, this morning on the 26th of July. Raise your hand. You are kept by the power of God unto salvation through your faith. Through your faith. You are kept by your faith. Faith is the sign. substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Hallelujah. God made it all, and he spoke it into existence. And if the Lord speaks to your heart and is saying that you can make it, you can make it this morning.
That's right.
I fought the devil tooth and toenail, but man, I tell you what, woohoo!
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah to God.
Glory, glory, glory.
I tell you what, he comes to the ministers and try to put doubts.
Yeah, he does.
Come on.
Yeah, he does.
Put fear and panic in here. I had to rebuke the devil. Get out of here, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I'm called. I'm a child of God. And yes, I don't know what the future holds, but I've got the one that holds the future in his hands.
Amen. That's
right. Woo!
That's right.
Hallelujah. You all be honest with me. You've had questions and you've had fears and you've had doubts too.
Yeah.
Come on now. What about this, Lord?
That's right.
What about tomorrow? Praise God.
Glory, glory.
Come on.
Without those hands and without your feet, you could not help yourself, much less anybody else. Lord, I need more than just to barely keep my head up above the water.
Yeah.
Some artist one time, Brother Chuck, they had a beautiful painting and it covered the wall. And that artist, he put every bit of the effort he had in it. And he painted a raging sea. And oh, the billows was a foaming. And there was a rock jutted up out of the sea. And it was just up far enough out of the water that a man, and he drew it and painted a man in fear and panic. He had his arms reached around that rock, and he thought he really, really painted something. And another artist, he said, I want you to come in and see this painting. It shows how that man is a clinging to that rock and a raging sea. And that other painter, that sculptor, come in. He said, can I give you a little hint? Would you let me have your brush and change it just a little bit? Hallelujah. He had knowledge of this older painter, that he was older than him and wiser than him. He said, if you want to change it, I'll let you change it. He said, give me a little bit of paint. And he dipped that brush down in the paint. And when he got done with it, he got the other paint, the artist, and he backed up. He said, look at that painting now. And it showed that man with one arm around that rock, and the other was reaching out to others, to save others. Come on, we need more than what we got this morning. If you're barely making it and you're barely above the water, God's got more than that. We need more. Raise your hand. We need more. To rescue others.
Amen. Amen. Rescue others.
Oh, Jesus.
Help us, God.
Oh,
God. Sometimes, Brother Jason, I fight for these lessons.
Yeah, I believe you.
Come on.
I know you do.
Come on.
Brother Earl, your family goes through it at times. Sickness, afflictions, your sugar problem. The devil hits you in your body. You know why these afflictions come? It keeps us trusting in the Lord. But when you come through them, there's nothing like having the anointing to flow through you.
Amen.
Holy, holy, holy. You cannot defeat a child of God. Raise your right hand. You cannot. You can't hold them down for very long. They're going to bounce right back up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You're here for a purpose, Brother Scotty. God's got you right here for a purpose in life. He ain't done with you. Without strength in these faculties, you could not grip or hold on to.
Come on, Brother.
You could not pull. You'd have nothing to draw with. I'm telling us, this morning the devil would like to get us down.
Yes.
And cripple us spiritually.
Come on.
This is where a lot of people are. in these last days. They've lost the use of their hands and their feet spiritually. Limp hands now hang idly by our side. They don't clap anymore or lift in praise. But once the anointed hands used to reach and give, bad news and gloom has made our knees feeble, and our feet don't run like they used to run. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord. Put the go ye back in me, and put the run back in me, Lord. Put the fight back in me. Raise your hand and praise Him. Woo! It ain't over. I'm here to tell you it ain't over. We have got the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Woo! The blood still flows. The blood, Brother Chuck, still cleanses. The power of God still moves. He still knows how to deliver and lift up and bring out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo!
That's right.
Man, oh man. We're going to go somewhere. I just laid a foundation.
Oh, God.
Glory.
Come on.
The end time stress of troubles and trials has weakened and drained us spiritually.
Yes.
It's seemingly taken the fight out of a lot of God's people. Oh God, come Lord, we need a renewing and a refreshing.
Renewing.
Restore us, Lord, in our zeal.
Yes, Lord.
Listen, because of trouble, many give up fighting and let the enemy take them captives. The harps now hang on the willows. And there's no more joyful song. This is Satan's attempt in these last day battles.
Yes.
Is to weary us and wear out the saints of the Most High with troubles and worries and fears. Don't let him wear you out. He wants to wear you down and keep you from going on. He wants to take away your bright hope, but you don't have to let him do it. Dottie Rambo, I know I've mentioned that here the other night, Thursday night service. You know you can serve God all the way to the very end. I don't know what I'll face tomorrow, but I got a hold of that unchanging hand a long time ago. I felt my hands were slipping, Brother Earl. Sometimes it's slipping. But that's when God takes a bigger grip on mine and he holds it up. Dottie Rambo tells about her dad struck down, if I ever remember the story, her testimony, struck down with cancer, dying of cancer. Withered away to nothing, laying on a hospital bed, a deathbed, getting ready to go. Dottie has written, I think, over, 2,000 songs. She was anointed by God. God gave that ability, that calling, to put it in her. Wrote some of the most beautiful songs you could ever hear. Beautiful songs. She come in there and her dad was just barely alive. Hours away from death. Dottie walked in to her beside of her daddy's deathbed and said, "Daddy, I love you." She talked to him for just a few minutes and with weak, trembling lips and a trembling hands. He said, "Dottie, my daughter," he said, "I'm not able to raise my hands, but I would love to praise God one more time before I die and leave this world. Dottie, would you reach down and get my hands and raise my arms up, hallelujah, toward the sky? I want to praise Him. I want to praise Him. I can't do it on my own. Raise my hands, Dottie. I want to praise the Lord. Raise your little hand. I'm telling you, when we feel like we can't, and when we feel like we're so weak, there'll be another hand that'll reach down. I said to you to lift us up. We can praise Him till the very dying moment. We can praise Him and love Him until the last breath leaves out of our body. Holy Lord, Holy Lord, I feel Him this morning. I feel the determination. I feel the call of God. coming, hallelujah, to 1163 Jackson Avenue. Get in the fight, hallelujah. Don't let anything get you down. Don't let your worries and your fears conquer you, glory. I got a semi-truck here this morning loaded. And I've only got a little small shovel to get it emptied. God fed me yesterday. I had to write. I cried. Cried for God for help. Cry for help for myself. Cry for help for my people. Listen, I'm trying to help us. So what did you mean, Peter, when you told the Lord, not my feet only, but also my head and my hands? Dear Lord Jesus, I want you to use me and I want you to anoint me. Bless me. It's my desire to serve you. Simon Peter knew and realized that it all comes from the head. The head is where the faculty of the mind is. Really, it's where your strength lies. It's how you think, your thought life right here. The head is the seat of authority. A strong willpower lies there. It comes through the mind. I was writing this, Sister Claire, yesterday, and I was thinking about your mommy, my mommy-in-law, Mary's mommy. She had, what, 4 heart attacks altogether? Major heart attacks. She was in a wheelchair and wasn't able to walk. She was so weak. It damaged her heart. There was just a little bit of her heart left operating. When it came church time, she had such a desire. The doctor told her, said, Clara Evans, said, the reason that you're going like you're going is because you've got a strong willpower.